Good afternoon, everyone. This is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. Absolutely gorgeous blue sky, beautiful clouds, excellent temperature, Clearwater, Florida. That's where I am, and I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, and I'm looking forward to a great day on this show with you from Beacon of Hope Ministries, Living the Good Life. It's always fun to be on the air here every Sunday. We look forward to it. I have a wonderful radio team that alternate, and we'll be hearing from a couple of them joining us in a little while. So if this is one of the first times you've ever listened to Living the Good Life, we are a word-based, faith-based, of course, Word of God teaching ministry here in Clearwater, Florida. We also now are working in Puebla, Mexico, and excited about everything that's going on there. We can tell you more about that later. We're in our 15th year as a ministry here in Clearwater. And on the air for this show, we're in our 10th year. So this is not a new work. This is a work that's been established for a while. And our slogan is, where the Word of God brings healing and restoration to hurting lives. And that's what we're all about. The Word of God bringing the healing and restoration to hurting lives. Because everybody's hurting in some area of your life. You really wouldn't be human, I guess, if you didn't have some things you were struggling with or working through. And we have learned through the years that it's God's Word that gives us the answers, gives us the strength, gives us the hope to go on facing what each day brings, and giving us the ability to find the beauty in pain and also to get and receive the healing that we each need from past hurts and situations in our lives. This show is a practical show. This is a show where we talk nitty-gritty about life, about God working in our lives, what he's doing, and how much he loves us. And, you know, I guess the underlying principle of the whole show has been, all these 10 years, the goodness of God, that God does love us so much. Jeremiah 29, 11 to 14 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to bless you, to give you a future and a hope." And, you know, that's what this show is all about, bringing you the Word of God in a practical way. Many, many years ago when I began in the ministry, which is a long time ago, God told me that my ministry would be practical Christian living, day-to-day practical stuff. And that's what this show is all about. Our goal every day that we're on, every time we're on the air, is to inspire you and help motivate you to open your Bible, to realize that the wisdom of God is found right there in the pages of your Bible, that great contemporary music and even older Southern gospel music and Christian music in general is going to help motivate you to draw close to God. It's going to help encourage you when you're having difficult times. We play a lot of music on the show, and that's for a reason, because the songs say a lot of times things that maybe it's more difficult to articulate, but the music will really bless you on the show. We encourage you, call a friend, call a relative, and tell them you're tuning in to Living the Good Life today and tell them all about it. The easiest way to receive the best reception, really, is www.tantalk1340.com. If you're in the Tampa Bay area, of course, you can listen directly on the radio, 1340 AM. A lot of our listeners have downloaded the TuneIn Radio app, and you can do that, and that's a way to listen also, TuneIn Radio. Another thing that an opportunity that came our way a little over a year ago was to be picked up and syndicated with StarcomRadioNetwork.com. That's four words, StarcomRadioNetwork.com. And that has really been a great tool to get our shows out there every Saturday and Sunday, every Saturday and Sunday. at 10 a.m. Eastern, this show is played on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. You can just put that in your Google browser or whatever, StarcomRadioNetwork.com. It'll come up and the show will be live. It's recorded, but it'll be there at 10 a.m. Saturday and Sunday, StarcomRadioNetwork.com. So we have all these opportunities for you to listen to the shows. Also, our website, which is www.bohmglobal.com. BOHMglobal.com has lots. I mean, we have over 400 shows of our past shows that are on our website that you can access and listen and really learn a lot from these shows that we've done through the years. We began on the radio in April of 07. And so that's why we've completed 9 years, and we're now in our 10th year and excited about every single show and the opportunity that God has given us here with these wonderful people at WTAN and to bring the Word of God to you every single week. It's always a joy. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, and Cindy Logan, one of our radio team members from up in Indiana from the church I pastored up there, will be along, and maybe Betty or Megan later on too. So we'll have some chat and discussion about the topic that God has for us today. And I just posted on Facebook and said, tune in. And our topic today is hearing from God. It's in a series that we're doing, and I'll explain that more in just a minute on the other side of this great song, Days of Elijah by Paul Wilbur. Here we go. Great music. Listen to the words. Beat's great, too.
Like the sun, at the trumpet call.
praise God who was, who is, and who is to come. And that is Jesus, and he is coming back. And that song talks about that. Behold, he comes riding in the clouds. And you know, we have that blessed hope. We have the blessed hope of eternal life if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. This ministry is all about the Word of God, and it's about the ministry of Jesus, the Holy Spirit in our lives, of course, the Father God Almighty, and the Trinity. And we're going to talk today about getting on that right path with God in your life. And it starts with an awareness of your need for him. That's where it begins. And if you don't feel that you need God, then eventually things begin to happen in your life. And you realize perhaps that you need a strength, a peace, a joy that is greater than what you personally can produce in your life. That you need purpose, that you need direction, that you need wisdom, that you need hope, that you need joy, and that you need peace. God provides all of that when we decide to have a relationship with him. When we turn our lives over to our Almighty God, our Creator, and we invite Jesus to come in and live on the inside of us and be our Lord and Savior, and to forgive us for everything we've done that was not pleasing to him, and to actually come and abide in us. The Word says, Jesus said in John 14, that when he went back to heaven, that he would send the Comforter. He would send the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit would come and would abide with us and in us. And I tell you, I am so blessed, and hopefully you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you can agree with me that knowing him and walking on a daily basis with Almighty God, with Jesus Christ in our lives, with the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit, actually gives us purpose, gives us direction, and helps us through all the issues that go on in our lives on a daily basis. This series is all about learning to walk on a daily basis with God as your peace giver, your direction giver, your wisdom giver, your hope giver, all of that. Woo, that's what it's all about. That's what this series is all about. Is that you, Cindy, on the line?
Hello, it is.
Hey, good to hear your voice. All right.
I wanted to make sure I got a good signal. I'm outside on the patio.
Yeah, you're coming in loud and strong. That is great.
Awesome.
And you're coming in from Batesville, Indiana, or is there another little town closer to you?
Milan,
which is famous for that great win, right? The Hoosiers, the movie Hoosiers basketball quarterback in, I don't know what year that happened. But it was a long time ago.
1954.
See, you had to learn that history because you moved there, right?
I have the history, yes.
All right.
I checked it out.
All right. And didn't they did they beat the Muncie Central Bearcats? Or was it some other team?
You know, I can't answer that. I did not remember.
I kind of think it was, and that's where I graduated from high school. So it may be wrong. I may be wrong on who they beat, but it was a tremendous victory. And, of course, was the whole subject for that movie Hoosiers that a lot of people have seen. So you live in the famous capital of Milan, Indiana.
That's it. in the country, though.
In the country.
I'm rural.
You're rural. All right.
Back in the trees.
You can't beat that. That's beautiful. That is absolutely
beautiful
and peaceful. You know, we were just talking about the peace that God gives, you know, when we walk with the Lord. And this whole series has been about learning to take the right steps at the right time. In fact, the title of the series is Right at the Fork. And really what that's saying is take the right decision at the fork in the road that you will have in your life so many times. Sometimes, many times in one day, we have situations where we must choose to make a decision that will go along with God's will for us, as opposed to a decision that will not be what God wants for us. You want to comment on that, Cindy?
Well, yes. That's just a continuous thing that goes on in my life, you know?
It's, like you join said, the club. Join the club.
It's daily.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's moment by moment. You know, I was having a conversation with my boss last night about, you know, staffing at the restaurant. He said, "You have enough help tonight?" And I said, "You know, I walk in here every day and I don't know what I have, don't know what's coming. I just give it to the Lord and say, help me get through it no matter what walks through that door, because, you know, it's crazy sometimes."
And, right.
Sometimes my
exactly.
will is just tested and I just want to throw in the towel, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But,
I think we all can relate to that.
But, yeah, I just try to hang on, hopefully have a lifeline, say, Lord, just get me through it. Just get me through this one more shift, you know.
Right, exactly.
But, yeah, it's daily. A lot of situations. I've been all over the place trying to get settled in my new home, but I've been reaching out to others, and looking back, I put a lot of time in helping other people get what they need, where they need to be, specifically, you know, family members that need help right now.
Right.
And it's exhausting, and
yeah.
I sit here and say, wow, I've not been taking care of my needs and what
right.
I need to get done. So I got to count on the Lord to, you know, just give me the strength to, hey, just get through today. I have to tell myself, just get through today.
Right.
And do what you got to do. You know, I got to ask for strength to get through what I just need to do.
Absolutely.
A lot of stuff has to wait. A lot of stuff has to wait.
And you know, you're making a really good point there, that you said asking the Lord and depending on Him for guidance, because so many times, Cindy, in our lives, the routine things that we need to get done, which, you know, just part of normal living, you know, and taking care of our home, going to work, you know, taking care of bills. I mean, all the things that we all do on a daily basis, even those tasks can be better done and completed when we're asking God to lead us and help us to be time efficient. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because it gets overwhelming. You know, all of a sudden payday gets here and what bill should I pay? What should I do? You know, I need to do this. I need to go shopping. I need to pay this bill. It's all really, it's overwhelming when you have a busy life, especially when you put others first and do.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, what the God, and that's a lot of, we're talking about choices and forks in the road. You know, sometimes
right.
we get detoured because God puts that need in front of us that's somebody else's.
Right.
You know, need, and our stuff has to wait.
But, you know,
and,
go ahead.
We choose that, you know. That's one of those daily decisions that
that's right.
sometimes is thrown at us that we don't expect or see coming.
And when we really start the day, I know you're a big proponent of this, and so am I, purposefully starting the day, Lord, help me to accomplish what needs to be done today, in my job, in my life with others, my children, grandchildren, whatever, and help me to be mindful of your presence, Lord, as I go through this day. You know what I mean, Cindy? That's a purposeful prayer we should be praying as we get up in the day, in the morning.
It is, and it's almost essential. It's become a part of my essential
yes.
routine because I don't want to forget, you know, that His help is there and try to take on all the tasks by myself because I know I'll get stressed out. And it's kind of cool because I purposely every day say, I'm not going to stress out about life or work because, you know, I'm going to kind of keep it cool and not get so, I'm not going to get so deeply wrapped up in that stuff. I'm going to just, hey, you know, be happy. Spread the love, just lighten up, and just let that stuff roll off, you know?
You're exactly right.
We take on too much, and we get it real deep in us, and then we start getting the headaches. And the
absolutely,
tension, and
yes.
I see it go on around me, and I was like, wow, this is really cool that I have empathy for those people that do that and to themselves. and you know, it's like if you just have that peace of God with you, you would be like me, you'd just be chilling.
Right.
It's hard to explain. It's just a faith thing, you know?
It's a faith thing, but it's also a knowledge and an awareness. Those two words, knowledge and awareness of the presence of God in our lives. And we started at the beginning of the show talking about making a decision to invite God into our lives. He is a gentleman. He does not move in if people don't want him there, you know. But if you consciously feel your need for God and you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior and you invite him into your heart and into your life and you begin this relationship with him, it's amazing how he helps in the daily things, Cindy. I live it on a daily basis with being a full-time realtor, being a pastor, being a missionary, doing 3 radio shows a week, plus kids and grandkids and now great-grandchildren. And I tell you what, sometimes you feel you're kind of spread thin. You know what I'm talking about, right? But God can see us through all those details. That's the point I want to make here, Cindy.
And, Jan, he opens doors or maneuvers things that might be obstacles to clear the path, you know.
That's right.
He makes it easier for us, knowing ahead what we're going to, you know, encounter.
That's right.
And he makes, you know, I know he makes that path as easy as he possibly can for us to,
right,
to get through that stuff.
Amen. You know what? We're going to start with prayer. As we've been talking, we're going to John chapter 10. If you have your Bibles, you can follow along. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time on the air today with Cindy and with Betty or Megan, whoever comes on later. Lord, we just thank you that you will give us the words, the guidance, the wisdom, and you will help all of us articulate what we need to do in order to help our audience learn to hear from you better. And Lord, we are grateful for this opportunity today on the air. You get the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to start with John chapter 10, verse 1. I'm in the Message Bible, and this is Jesus talking. In most translations, it starts like this: "Verily, verily, I say unto you." Okay? Now, in the Message Bible, it says, "Let me set this before you as plainly as I can." And the Message Bible. But in the King James, New American Standard, other translations, Jesus says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you." This is a introduction of what he's going to say with complete authority, with he's saying, you know what? Listen up, because this is my way of hearing it. Listen up. I got something to tell you. Okay? Pay attention, you know? Cindy, you remember when our kids were younger and we would say, okay, listen up, everybody. You got to listen here. I got to tell you this. You know, whatever. Okay? That's that's how Jesus starts this little dialogue here. And he says this. And by the way, he used that whole phrase, "Verily, verily, I say unto you," or "Listen up, everybody." He used that phrase 137 times in the New Testament when he's talking. In other words, Jesus is going, pay attention, everybody, which I kind of love that. I kind of think that's cool. Pay attention. Listen up. So here's what Jesus says. If a person climbs over or through the fence of a sheep pen instead of going through the gate, you know he's up to no good. A sheep rustler, that would be a sheep rustler, or somebody who's trying to steal sheep. Now, the way these sheep pens were designed was they were low buildings, and they kind of opened into a courtyard, and there was a row of thorns, which I find very fascinating because of the crown of thorns on Jesus. But there was a row of thorns on top of this wall around the sheep pen so that the intruders could not get in, you know, so people that were trying to steal the sheep could not get in. If they got in, they would be all cut up by the thorns. Whoa, we're losing you there, Cindy. Something's going on.
Wendy.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
My signal is in and out.
All right. Well,
sometimes.
Okay. Okay, cool. All right. Well, we'll be okay. All right. So
how's that now?
That's better.
Okay.
So The thief comes in, and Jesus talks about it in verse 10 of John 10. The thief comes to steal, kill, destroy. Okay? And so Jesus is saying the shepherd, on the other hand, okay, which is him, He's the good shepherd. The shepherd walks right up to the gate. The gatekeeper opens the gate to him. The sheep recognize his voice. And if you take notes or if you want to underline in your Bible, then you need to underline that the sheep recognize his voice. I have had so many people through my years of ministry say, I don't think I hear from God. And that's why we're talking about this in this series on getting on the right path with God, because so many people think that God doesn't ever talk to them. He does. Jesus says right here, the sheep recognize his voice. Whose voice? The shepherd. And who is the shepherd? Jesus. Okay? And so we can recognize his voice. So that's point one if you're taking notes. You can recognize the voice of God. This is not some weird thing that people say, oh, God talks to her. Well, yeah, he does. He does. The old hymn in the garden, and he walks with me and he talks with me. That one, remember that, Cindy? That's mm-hmm. pretty old. But it says, he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. You know, God does talk to his children. He does talk to his children. I can't say that enough. The sheep hear his voice. And you have to learn to tune your ear, just like tuning a radio. If you get a radio signal and you're off just a little bit, it can be fuzzy. It can be full of kind of weird noises and all that. But when you get right on the right signal, you can hear clearly what's going on the station. And we've got to get on the right signal. And it starts with realizing that you can hear the voice of God. Point number one, you can hear the voice of God. Talk to me about that, Cindy. Isn't that something a lot of people don't even believe that can happen?
You know, we have so much going on and clutter in our head all the time. Most people,
right.
You know,
yes.
In a day that we don't know who's talking to us. You know, we might
right.
be talking to ourselves. Usually we're talking to ourselves. But, you know, what I find is more and more it takes practice.
Yes, it does.
Separating yourself from the junk of the day to where your focus is on God. Talking to him.
Amen.
Taking time like you would with, you know, another person in a relationship.
Sure.
Your child or your mate. But, you know, it's intentional. If you practice intentionally, set aside some time each day to just talk to him. Eventually it comes. And, you know, he talks to me in a lot of different ways. Through quiet times like now outside
right.
when the wind is blowing and the birds are chirping and it's just peaceful.
Amen.
So when all that, you put all that clutter aside.
That's right.
Or sometimes through music.
Right.
Clues of something like maybe a confirmation or an answer.
That's right.
Sometimes what we call quinky dinks, you know, they're not
that's
really
right.
quinky dinks.
That's right.
That's God stuff, you know. Just little things like that to let us know that he's taking care of things. This is how he talks to me.
Amen.
Just different ways. Well, like you through writing, you know.
Yes.
He gives you inspiration to write.
Yes,
and,
yes.
You know, I've experienced that through Nan, the poems.
That's right, yeah.
There's just different ways that he talks to us.
That's exactly right. And I appreciate you bringing up all those because I want to talk about those today because it's not just... you know, in fact, it's rarely an audible voice. It's more of an inner knowing, you know. And as we talk about this today, I really want our audience to get this point. You can hear from God. It is not something reserved for just pastors, priests, evangelists, you know, ministers of the gospel. It is for everyone because Jesus did not say here, well, my ministers in full-time ministry, they can hear my voice, but the others, no. He doesn't say that. He says, my sheep recognize my voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And this is such a cool point right here. He knows you by name. That is point two. He knows you by name. In fact, at the first person, the first woman that recognized Jesus, the first person after the resurrection was Mary Magdalene, and Jesus called her by name. He called her by name. And so often we think God does not know who we are, where we are, or what's going on in our lives. And Cindy, I want you to address that, because I think this is a common, what we're doing today, by the way, is debunking some myths. And the first myth is that we really can't hear from God unless we're in the ministry. Okay, that's the first myth. So the answer to that, the truth is, yes, Jesus said, my sheep recognize my voice. You can hear from God is point number two. Point number one. Point two is God knows who you are. He knows everything about you. He says right here, I call my sheep by name and I lead them out. I lead them. He leads you. Okay, point two, he calls you by name. Cindy talked to me about that. I think a lot of people think God does not know who they are because they're not full-time in the ministry, you know?
Yeah, I can relate to that. When I was young in the ministry and searching and had the desire to do more for God and, oh, you know, that longing, what has God got for me? What is my ministry? And,
right.
You know, in my head, I want to do all these things. And, you know, I jumped into some stuff and thought, well, you know, maybe that was just me, not really God's direction. But it was pretty cool, you know.
Right.
Just wanting more and more and more of God.
Right.
But then I, you know, after I realized I just really didn't have to do anything at all, just not try so hard, just love him and worship him.
Good
and
point.
Open myself up to hear from him. And, you know, he knew the desire in my heart. He had already put it there.
That's
so
right.
That's why I had to realize what God has for me, he's already planted there. Woo, and
yes,
grow.
Yes, yes.
It will grow with time, I will
right.
recognize.
Yes.
So then I took a step back and really just, you know, just like I said, just try to get to know him better in a relationship more than trying to see what he wanted me to do. I mean, I guess I had to get to know him better.
You're exactly right.
First. Before I could move on to see what he had for me.
You are exactly right.
That just kind of took care of itself.
And it did. Did, doesn't it?
It just unfolded.
Okay, let's say you're at a gathering. You know, let's say you're at a party or you're at a work-related event. And there's a lot of people there. Okay, and you go up and you want to make some friends. So what do most people do? They introduce themselves, right?
Right.
Hi,
right.
I'm Cindy, and I work in this department or whatever. And then you strike up a conversation, okay? Rarely do people strike up conversations they can in, like, Walmart, wherever, and you never introduce yourself. That's common. But if you're going to have an ongoing relationship with someone, you introduce yourself. Usually there's that exchange of names, there's that exchange of comments and whatever. And it goes along right here because, see, God knows who you are. There's so many places in the Bible that says God knows you by name and you are his. And that is if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior and you've invited him to live in you. And if so, he knows you. He knows everybody, of course, and he created all of us and he loves us all. But if you want to have an ongoing daily relationship with him, you need to allow him to speak to you, allow him to give you direction and wisdom. So point one was you can hear from God. Point two, he knows you by name. He knows you by name. Point three, when he gets all the sheep out, he leads them and they follow because they are familiar with his voice. All right, the important point right there is that he leads them, okay? And I think a lot of people go through life thinking they cannot hear from God because they don't want to hear anything contrary to their own will. Comment on that, Cindy. Did that make sense? Do you get that?
Yes. They don't want to give up their will and their right to decide their control. They just don't want to give up control.
That's right.
I was a control freak at one time, and I relate to that, you know, very much so. I had to fix everything and everybody, and I run around fixing everything and controlling every situation. And, you know, that wore me out. I wouldn't have lasted long, I don't think, if I'd have continued on that path, seriously.
It's hard to fix everybody. It's a big job.
My goodness. Yeah, and, you know, when you realize you cannot do that,
right,
and
right.
Do that, let God fix all that junk, then you start, you know, being able to focus on yourself and your relationship with
Absolutely.
God.
Absolutely. And you know, it is a decision. You just said you realized you, and so you made changes in your thoughts, right? You made changes in your attitudes. Okay, I can't fix everybody after all. All right, I got to give them to you. I guess that's what I'm supposed to be doing, right? I mean, isn't that what you did? That's what I've done.
That's what I had to do. To keep my sanity.
To keep your sanity. I know. And it's mm-hmm. It's a good thing to keep our sanity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so point three is he will lead you and you will become familiar with his voice. That's the third point. He will lead you. You can hear from God, point number one. Number two, he knows you. He knows you by name. He knows who you are. He knows every quirky little weird thing about you. He knows. You can't hide anything from God. Cindy, I want you to comment on that before we get to this next song. Can you hide anything from God, Cindy?
No, he sees everything. And, you know, and unfortunately, because he does, that's why, you know, before we know him and we understand how much he forgives us and loves us, we feel so shamed and so guilty, and we beat ourselves up because we know he sees that stuff, and we just feel like garbage and we don't feel worthy to go to him. And, you know, if you're there, believe me, you know, he already knows. So, you know, come out of that frame of mind and just give it to him and let it go, because, you know, once you wash yourself free of all that thought of, you know, how ugly you've been, and realize how much he forgives you.
Amen.
And still loves you. It's such a sense of freedom. And
it is.
My relationship developed as I thought of him as a father.
Amen.
And he knew me like a child. That concept of knowing me like a child gave me that familiarity, that comfort, like going home to your parents.
That's exactly right.
That closeness.
Yes, yes.
That kind of a relationship.
Oh, amen. Amen.
Is how I had to. How I chose to develop it.
You know, you're exactly right. And I love the fact you brought up that point of the shame of our past. And I don't know if you've been able to hear the last two Thursday night shows we've done on Go Yard, which is our Thursday night show, which means hit a home run in life instead of striking out. And we do that at 6:06 p.m. on Thursday night on the station. And Dr. Angel and I are in a three-part series right now. Part three comes up this Thursday night on overcoming shame. And a lot of practical stuff. And if any of you out there have missed part one and two, they are up on this radio station's podcast page. You just go to www.tantalk1340.com and go hit the podcast page, go down to Go Yard, and you will find part one and two of these shows on overcoming shame. So I'm glad you brought that up, Cindy, because that's a very important stumbling block for so many people as far as hearing from God. Is they're overwhelmed by, and a lot of times totally immersed in their shame and their guilt of their past. And we feel like we're going down for the count. This next song couldn't be more perfect, and this is how God does it. I knew the songs, didn't know how they'd fit in at all to our discussion, because we just let God do that. This title, this song is Oceans. Listen. And you are mine. It doesn't matter how deep the water is going on in your life, how difficult the situations are. When you come to a point in your life, a fork in the road, where you realize that you're God's, you belong to Him, and He belongs to you, it totally changes your perspective. The creator of the universe, Almighty God, the God who is all-powerful, all-knowing, everything that he is your God. He walks with you and talks to you, and you are his. Cindy, doesn't that change your perspective on life when you really get that down on the inside of you?
Probably one of the most life-changing moments for me when I realized that, because loneliness and longing in a relationship when that person is not fulfilling
right.
your needs. And at some point, I realized how intimate of a relationship I could have with Jesus.
Amen.
And
yeah.
how he could take all that hurt
right.
and that heartache away and
yes.
replace it with something joyful.
Amen.
And until I got that down inside of me, I was so dependent on an essential other relationship, you know, so needy, so lonely. Wow. I mean, you know, once you get that intimate relationship with Jesus, I realized, I mean, it changed everything. My
exactly.
perspective on everything about who I was.
It does.
And how I can
yes.
love myself
yes.
and have a whole life and happiness and not be in a relationship, you know?
Right. And there's probably a lot of our listeners that are divorced or whatever the situation may be in their life, and they're alone. And maybe they're in their golden years and realize they're alone. But, you know, what Cindy, what I hear you saying, and I live it and I've lived it for years, is the most important relationship in our lives should be our relationship with Almighty God, with His Son Jesus, with the Holy Spirit, who can come and live on the inside of you. That should be your most important relationship. And then, as you begin to walk in that, all the other relationships in your life take on different perspective. And yes, they're important. We are not saying that you shouldn't be married or in a relationship or have a good relationship with your kids and grandkids or your friends. We're not saying that. We need all of that. We're human. We need all of that. However, the most important relationship in our lives, at some point we need to realize, should be our relationship with Almighty God, with Jesus who lives on the inside of us. And when we realize that, it changes our perspective from being so needy all the time and trying to get all of our needs met through people who sometimes can't do that for one reason or another and can't step up to the plate or whatever. But God is always at the plate. He's always ready to help you hit a home run. That's where He's coming from. Oh, Cindy, talk to me about this. God is always there for us.
You know, and people let us down, and that continuous disappointment.
Yeah, yeah.
And being let down, people not meeting our expectations or our needs.
Right.
You know, it's continuous over and over to, you know, at least it was for me. So I said, you know, I'm just going to stop beating this dead horse here.
Right.
with these thoughts, you know, and forget about it, you know.
Yeah.
And
when we work on our relationship with God, here's the point I want to make, and I don't have a bell in here in the control room, but I'd love to ring it right now. Because when we work on our relationship with Almighty God, when we take it seriously, when we spend time in the Word, when we listen to good music that helps us, encourages us, when we talk to God during the day, I'm not saying you have to spend your whole day in Bible study and prayer. That would be wonderful, but it's not practical because we all have human things we got to do, go to work, and everything we have to do. But when we make our relationship with God the priority in our life, all the other relationships start to fall in line better. That's been my experience through my life. Cindy, what is yours on that? Do you hear what I'm saying? Things kind of get straightened out in whatever area.
Things just kind of sort of fall into place.
They do, don't they?
Yeah, according to God's plan.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
When we take our hands out of it and let His plan unfold, that's easier, and things just start to come together like a puzzle.
That's
you
right.
You know, it's like, and then you sit back and go, oh, okay, that's okay. I see what He was doing back there.
Right.
All along, He had this all figured out. Where most of those decisions, we were on a totally different path, had stopped and took the time to listen to what God's direction
absolutely
was, you know, at that moment in time.
Yes.
But yeah, you know, like now I look back at different relationships and paths that I chose, or maybe ones I didn't, and say, wow, you know. So this is, you know, it's kind of like, it's just, it's cool. It just all comes together. You can actually look, I can look back and see why I had to go through something.
Exactly. Yes.
Or met a certain person for whatever reason.
That's right.
It all makes sense.
Yes.
It's like I said, it's not coincidences.
Right.
That these things happen to us when we look back and say, wow, you know.
No, God, it's not.
That all along.
That's exactly right. So let's look at verse 14 of John 10. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and my own sheep know me. Okay, so we have got to learn. We have got to learn the importance of knowing God. In the same way, the Father knows me, and I know the Father. I put the sheep before myself, and this is what Jesus did. He put all of us before himself by going to the cross and dying for our sins and our sicknesses. He says, I put the sheep before myself, sacrificing myself if necessary, which is exactly what he did. You need to know that I have other sheep in addition to those in this pen. In other words, there's a lot of people who are the sheep, okay? And I'm sure when we get to heaven, there's going to be a lot of people that we don't expect to be there.
But,
don't you think, Cindy? But, I mean, people that we would have said, oh, no, that one doesn't know God. But you know what? I'm so glad that decision doesn't rest with me. The mercy of God rests with him on those that he knows love him and have given their lives to him. And he says, these others will also recognize my voice. Then it will be one flock and one shepherd. And then he goes on to say, the Father loves me because I freely lay down my life, which he did on the cross. And so I am free to take it up again, which he did in the resurrection. And he says, no one takes it from me. I lay it down on my own free will. I have the right to lay it down. I have the right to take it up. And he's talking here about the fact that he is going to give his life for all of us on the cross. And then it is up to us what we decide to do with that fact. Give me one more comment, Cindy, and then we've got to go to our station ID stuff here.
That's just so cool that, I mean, it just shows his victory. It's mine. I can take it. I can pick it up. I can
right.
do what I want. You know, I've already won this victory.
Yeah.
The choice is mine.
Right.
It's so cool. You know, we can do that, you know, in our daily lives. Pick up that cross and say, I got this. This is my battle.
That's
I
right.
I can win this.
Yes.
This is my choice
yes.
to take this
right.
on myself and conquer it. But, yeah, I kind of like to picture Jesus like he would be today, you know, just owning that situation.
Owning it.
Choice.
I love it. Owning it.
Choice. Because he loves us. He stood for what he believed in. He stood for what he promised.
Oh, amen.
Jesus
Boy.
Is a stand-up man.
Amen. Woo, you got it there, Cindy. All right. Owning his choices. Amen. We're going to talk more about this in the second hour. And probably Betty or Megan will join us also. And, you know, we want to remind you to listen to our Thursday night show every week. It has been going on for over a year and a half with Dr. Angel Falzone, a PhD licensed mental health counselor, also from our ministry, and me, my other name, Mama Mac, and it's Go Yard with Mama Mac and Dr. Angel, and it's every Thursday night at 6:06 p.m. on the station, Eastern, 6 Eastern, and on noon every Saturday and Sunday, 12 noon, on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. Four words, StarcomRadioNetwork.com. Noon, Eastern, Saturday and Sunday, you can listen to our Go Yard shows, any that you've missed. I mentioned earlier we have branched out into Mexico, into Puebla. where I went in February, and we took radio equipment and we began a radio station. We've been in the process of working out all the kinks there, and soon I'll be able to give you a link so how you can go and listen to that. It's all in Spanish, of course. And I do a Spanish show every week on our new radio station in Puebla, Mexico. If you would like to be a financial partner with that ministry and or these shows, any donations that come in go straight for the bills of the radio ministry, which is our main ministry of Beacon of Hope Ministries now, with three shows a week, and now the one in Spanish in Latin America. So we welcome you to join us every Thursday night at 6:06 p.m. And also you can catch both this show and Go Yard on Saturday and Sunday beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Starcom Radio Network.com. So great shows, and God is blessing. And we are so happy to have been a part of this radio show, this radio station now in our 10th year. Pretty cool, this show in our 10th year also. So, you know, God is blessed, and we are just faithfully bringing the Word of God week after week. We have a prayer line for your needs. We encourage you to use it, and so many people do from so many different states and countries now as our shows are heard in other countries. And the prayer line address is an email, prayers, P-R-A-Y-E-R-S, prayers at bohmglobal.com. That stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. bohmglobal.com. Prayers at bohmglobal.com. Send your requests in. Also send your praise reports. We keep track of them. And also tell people about the prayer line. Give them that email address. Prayers at bohmglobal.com. If you want to remain anonymous, just say anonymous when you send in your requests. Those requests are sent out to our prayer team. If you want to be a part of that prayer team, there's a lot of people on it. Just send an email to the same address, prayers at bohmglobal.com. And Pastor Jim, Betty from Indiana, and Shell from our ministry here in Clearwater, one of them will send out the prayer request and get that word out to our prayers so they can be praying for you. Use it, prayers at bohmglobal.com. Station ID, don't go anywhere.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
All right. Welcome back. This is the second hour of Living the Good Life. And I am Pastor Marcia McAllister from Beacon of Hope Ministries. And along with me, Cindy Logan up in Indiana from our church that we had up there for 7 years in Indiana. And now do I have Betty or Megan on the line?
Well, you have BLT, Betty Lou Thomas.
All right, BLT, okay.
And hi, Betty.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Yes, we've been having a great show here, Betty. Have you been able to hear part of it from the first hour?
Yes.
Great,
yeah,
so you know where we are.
I know where you are.
Okay. And where are you going on Thursday of this week? What? A little birdie told me there's a trip you have.